And oh, how you talk with me.
Oh, thank you for communion.
And oh, how you tell me
I am your own.
I am your own.
Hey, somebody testify right here. Oh, from the fire can burn me. No matter what can tie me. No mountain can stop me.
KQJOFM and Facebook Live around the globe.
New music now.
Got all these emotions, don't know how to feel. Sometimes it's like I'm living on a Ferris wheel. Torn between the fiction and what is real. Oh, 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 oh. I hear you whisper to me to give you all control. Some days it's harder for me just to let it go. I just need to step out and step into your flow. Oh, oh. No matter what the pressure, you will always be the answer. Only you know how to steady me, ready my heart for everything that's coming my way. Help me trust that you're ahead of me, going before my feet with every step I take. Only you can come storming, only you can restore me when I'm worn. And steady me, only you can steady me. So tell me what I need to do. The only one I need to be listening to is you. So I'ma take your hand and I'ma let you lead me through. Oh, oh. No matter what the pressure, you will always be the answer. Only you know how to steady me, ready my heart for everything that's coming my way. Help me trust that you're ahead of me, going my feet with every step I take. Only you can come storming, only you can restore me when I'm worn.
I'm through. These problems weighing me down, so I'm trusting all in you. I'm serving you until the death of me. Even if my life can't stand enough, Stephanie, I just put this in your hands and it's finished though. And you never let me down, so I know we winning. Oh, only you can keep me calm, only you can see me through, only you can set me free. Cause only you know how to steady me.
Ready my heart for everything that's coming out. Help me trust that you're ahead of me. Going before my feet with every step I take. Only you can come, so come and only you can restore me when I'm gone. You steady me. Only you can steady me. You steady me. Me. Only you can steady me. Steady me.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Pastor, I do know that Albert Einstein was the one who went into the laboratory of his power and got a little something called an atom. An atom has neutrons and protons, and it goes around, it has its own little solar system. But if you could ever split the atom, you'll find out that you can produce the atomic bomb. I believe that pride is like that atom. Yeah. It's not big and bold, but it's small, teeny, and teenage. Yeah. And it's so small, it don't look like much, but it's packed with nothing but power. So when your child is across the Atlantic in the place called Afghanistan and Iraq, and you are here in Louisiana, and you can start sending a prayer because you teeny and teenage. And God get the Holy Ghost and take your prayer, and it moves across the Atlantic and shows up on a mountain in Afghanistan and take care of your child. Somebody can tell me that prayer changes. Do I have some help in the house? We ain't got to go all the way to Afghanistan. Well, that may be someone right there in Cabrini are right these general, and you are right here, and they need prayer, and you don't have much money, you don't have much to say, but all you can do is say what you can say to the Lord. Because your English may get messed up talking to the preacher man, but when you go to talking to God, although your English get messed up, the Holy Ghost recorrects your English, and when God gets it, it's all perfect. Oh, I got no in the house. Do I have anybody in the house ever tried prayer? Me, I'll pray for you anywhere we are. If you tell me you got a problem, I don't care if there's 1,000 people around. Well, you come to the right place. I'll put my hands on your shoulder, and I'm going to get to talking to the Lord right there on the spot, because I am a believer. When you have the opportunity to pray for someone, you don't wait for tomorrow. You do it right there. I ain't got no help in the house. You don't wait for tomorrow or tonight when I get home. No, baby, we gonna get it on right here where we are, where we standing, and we gonna ask the Lord to let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Anybody in the house try prayer? Somebody need to go tell the White House that prayer.
I'm out.
Somebody better tell Louisiana prayer.
I'm out.
You gonna go voting and put this phone in there. You gonna need some prayer. I have some help in the house. I don't know if I'm here to talk politics, but you know, politics didn't start in the nightclub. It actually started in the church. Do I have some help in the house? Now, if we ought to have what they call a pole parade. That means we're to pick up all the wine, old drug addicts, every kind of addict you can think, put them on a bus, take them down to the pole, get them to vote, then bring them back to church and let the Lord clean them up. He wants us to be fishers of men. Well, let's go catch them and bring them. We can't clean them because we dirty too. It takes the Lord to clean them. I told Pleasant Green before the president got into office, I said, if he get into office, the church don't be full. It's getting there. May not be full here tonight, but it's getting there. When welfare get cut off, social services gonna get cut off, a whole lot of other things gonna get cut off. But it's gonna get full. Sooner or later, it's gonna get full. But prayer, y'all, prayers are gonna hold this country together. Our schools are nothing but little jailhouses because we've taken prayer out. Anytime you take prayer out of anything, whatever you got is gonna fail. Do I have some help in the house? If you take prayer out of your home, you don't have a home, you got a house.
Yeah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. I need that Lord.
Come on.
That's a little sin, Pastor. We say there's a man who had a wreck. Wife is bleeding profusely. He picks her up in his arms. He newlyweds and he picks it up, take out the car, he goes down the road, there's a doctor's office. He bangs on the door, the doctor comes. He tells the doctor, my wife is bleeding profusely, we need medical attention. The doctor says, well, I'm retired. I don't practice no more. The young man said, well, what you ought to do is take the sign down. In some of our churches, if we ain't doing what we supposed to, we just ought to take that. Take the sign and put another sign up that Jesus has moved to a different location. Just take the sign and put another sign up that Jesus has moved to another location. And I promise you, I just left that church. I'm going to that location where Jesus lives. Because if you're going to take prayer out of school, it's like taking oxygen from the
building.
You're in a suffocating position. Book of Isaiah is a miniature Bible. The Bible has 66 books. Isaiah has 66 chapters. The Bible has two divisions. Isaiah has two divisions. The Bible has the old and the new. Isaiah has two divisions. Isaiah opens up his case with man as the Bible opened its case with man in the garden. When Adam and Eve did sin, and that was a great movement in the garden, and God came walking through the cool of the day. And they hear the voice of God walking through the garden. And there was a sentence pronounced on and against man, for man disobedient with God. But now Isaiah